That far left express lane looks pretty tempting to drivers trying to get out of delays and get moving along I-15, but if you're in that lane illegally, it's a ticket and $300. UHP Trooper Stanton Tucker says they're hoping drivers will honor the system, but...
Not a day goes by that I don't stop someone for crossing the double white line or an HOV violation in and of itself.
On my ride along with Trooper Tucker, he nabbed two vehicles in just 20 minutes on I-15. In both cases, the drivers had the express lane decal, but they crossed over the double white line illegally, and that's a big no-no.
It's a safety hazard for the people in the HOV lane. It's a safety hazard for the people out of the HOV lane.
UDOT's Traveler Information Manager Lisa Miller says from their studies, Utah's HOV enforcement violation rate is on the rise.
In the past, it's really been observed pretty consistently to be around 17 or 18%, but the last study that we observed, there was a pretty big jump, up to about 28%.
Then you have to factor in cost. Last year, UDOT received $1.9 million revenue from the express lane, which may sound like a lot, but after expenses, UDOT only netted $164,000, which goes right back into the budget to maintain the program. To get more money, UDOT will have to go to the state legislature for approval. UHP Trooper Stanton Tucker says extra troopers have been in force in the last month, keeping a sharp eye on drivers in the HOV lanes, hoping that will encourage Utahns to, as they say, comply voluntarily. Their message? If you don't want a ticket, a crash, or a $300 fine, obey the express lane rules and get your HOV sticker. Ricky Meese, KSL News Radio.